it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us here today?
All right, Joe, start with the family-friendly new NFL here. And Cardinals coach Jonathan Gannon, I don't know if you caught this, but he got after Amari DiMarcato for blowing their game and dropping the ball out the back of the end zone as he was running in for an easy touchdown.
Yeah.
Kind of a stupid play. We saw it a week ago, right? And this guy thought, oh, let's flip the ball before we get into the end zone. So, again, the coach got after him on the sideline.
Yeah.
Which is like, obviously, right?
So now the reaction has been, how dare you talk to a player and you show him up on TV like that
your
teammates.
It doesn't matter if he blows the game, makes a play like that.
So,
I mean, you know.
Woody, it's. Well,
you want to hear this is what he said yesterday. This is Jonathan Gannon.
Yeah, I actually, I woke up this morning and didn't feel great about it, honestly. And so in the team meeting, I addressed it. I apologized to Omari, apologized to the team. And I just told him I kind of let the moment of what happened get the better of me there. Obviously, like I try to be emotionally stable and calm because my job is to solve problems when during a game and kind of lead the charge on that. So it's not really who I am, who I want to be. And I told the guys that today. So it's
God.
A mistake by me. And it's just like everybody in there. Everybody made some type of mistake yesterday.
Not like that.
You know, culminates to why we didn't win the game. And we can't let it happen moving forward.
So I was just telling you during the break,
we were talking about, listen.
All
right. Hey, did you ever apologize after he yelled at you like that?
I had, and you know what? I had Mike White in college, and he was a psycho. I mean, he was just as crazy. He got so mad. He took a chair and threw it through a window.
Wow.
And shoes, like, yeah. It's a different time. I know. I almost, you know.
No, but this is insane.
Like, look at, what are you supposed to do? Like, hey, dumbass. You did something. The hardest thing is getting that end zone, and you did it, man. And you don't hold the ball till you get in the end zone. You're even close. Where an official has to go back and review it. What are you doing? And it happens. What?
It happened the week before, which is really crazy.
I just come from that school. I know what's coming. You decide to put a little extra mustard on that hot dog, man. You got to pay. And
get
today,
in, though, right?
And
you
so
do
now,
what you want after, but get in.
That head coach should be pissed off.
Apologizing. He had a team meeting to apologize for being too mean to the guy.
It's one thing if you miss a block or you drop a ball, you know, but that's like just can't happen.
Why don't you apologize to the betting public who got
screwed
by
that? I don't care about
your
betting public. Jeez,
I do.
You and your everything with you goes back to betting.
Yeah, it does.
Seriously, jerky.
Screwed up the whole day.
God. And then this thing is just he had to apologize. Had to apologize because
did you ever get an apology?
What do you think?
I think probably not.
Shoes was not big on. Hey man, I ripped you and I realized it wasn't your fault. Never. Or hey, he got me on a Monday Night Football game. I was in damn tears on the sideline. It happened like in the first quarter, and the other guy on the other team made a play that I didn't make, and here he comes for round two.
Wow.
It was so bad, Jimmy Cephalo ran one way and Nat Moore ran the other, and I was sitting there with the Gatorade, by the Gatorade, sitting on the bench, and every one of my teammates got the hell out of there because they knew how pissed he was.
Mm.
I got no apology.
Unbelievable.
No, all he said was, if it happens again, I'm going to cut you. That was it.
Speaking of cutting, if you had a bad weekend, it certainly wasn't as bad as Mark Sanchez, who had an altercation of sorts. This is a very weird story, by the way. Apparently, like, the guy is a 69-year-old delivery driver.
Yeah.
And he was parked somewhere where Sanchez, like, didn't want him to be parked.
Yeah.
Anyway, the story had broken initially that he had gotten, that Mark Sanchez got stabbed, was in the hospital.
And everybody's wishing him the best before he goes to prison. Yeah, it was crazy.
Well, that was the next part of the story. The next part was that, like, he was the agitator. He's gotten charged with all sorts of stuff here. It's like a poor man's OJ with all this stabbing stuff here. But anyway, he's getting sued by this guy now, along with Fox. So they're both getting sued. He faces three charges, one of which is upgraded to felony battery. So he might go to jail for all this stuff.
Was he drinking?
Yes. Yes, he was.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
By the way, did you see who stepped in for him?
He's in friggin' trouble.
They called Brady Quinn, made
Brady
the audible,
Quinn said,
man. Brady's
you know what
ready
Brady
to go.
Quinn said? I can go right from that college football show. I can be there in no time.
Yeah.
You won't have to worry about me going out.
No that, knife fights for Brady.
That good-looking Brady Quinn, don't worry about him. He's fine.
Yeah. Can keep the knife away from his face. Good-looking.
All right. By the way, he's done.
Who, Mark Sanchez?
He's done.
Yes, I would think so.
He's done.
They don't even need to announce that he's fired. He's going to go to jail. He beat the hell out of the guy. Did you see the pictures?
Yeah, I did. Bad look.
Speaking of bad looks, Joe, LeBron has teased that he's doing the decision part two.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is that he's retiring is one theory. The other theory is that he's promoting Amazon Prime Day, which begins today.
There you go.
So I don't know what he's doing, but the decision part two. Meanwhile, this is kind of funny. They did say the ticket prices spiked on the secondary market because of this whole thing he's doing today.
Yeah. He is a sharp businessman, whatever he's doing.
His PR stuff has been a little bit. It's been dicey.
He wins every day.
I suppose.
It's fine. He wins every day.
I'm going to buy some stuff for Prime Day.
Fine.
I mean,
he's fine. He's doing fine. Hey, we got 8
he's
o'clock.
He's got me
hour.
Thinking about it.
We got Kyle Krabs, host of Locked On Fins podcast, going to join us. We got a lot of questions we have to ask him. A lot of questions. And Kyle been studying. By the way, this, hey, Woody, I told you, asked me yesterday. This loss finally got him. This one finally got Mr. Always Positive.
I got to throw this in there. Someone pointed out Mark Sanchez, OJ, same college. So just.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Part of the USC family out there.
Said some must be something in the water over there.
University of Spoiled Children. All right. Hey, man, we want to tell you about what's going on hurricane season. Hey, it's not done, man. The noodles are still flying. There's still stuff out there in the Atlantic Ocean. Protect your home with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing. What are you waiting for? You got an old leaky roof. Replace your old roof now and you can pay later. Loctite Impact offers highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of five-star reviews. You're going to save big on their legendary state-of-the-art Impact windows and doors. They've been doing this for a while. Impact windows as low as $6 per window per month installed. So, hey, they're saying, and hey, one thing you can do, whether you're worried about a storm or you're not worried, is protect your home. And there's no time to waste on this. Just call Loctite. Go to LoctiteImpact.com again, LoctiteImpact.com, or call 954-500-LOCK. They got a great staff over there. Answer all your questions. They cover all of South Florida. Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.